Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, October 25th at 12 noon. We're broadcasting live from our studios in downtown L.A. Last couple of weeks, we've had some interesting racing going on in the wintertime. Wintertime racing is cyclocross. It's all about cyclocross and mountain bike relay. Also, we got some race results and sounds from the Corriganville Classic just in now. Also, the Urban Cyclocross and Corba Fat Tire Festival happening on October 17th in Castaic Lake. Beautiful day out there. And Homegrown Cyclocross sounds and race results and interviews with riders, promoters, Homegrown Cyclocross up in Fresno. And just in also downhill race results from the Southridge Race Series. So just in now, the Corriganville Classic that was held in Simi Valley yesterday. This was a relay race, two-person relay, beginner and advanced teams, men and juniors, and women's, and also mixed co-ed racing. In the advanced men two-person relay, fastest time going to Dermot Carroll and Marco Arocha with a time of 1:21. John Miller and Tim Spark picking up second place in the advanced men. Also short track racing going on out there as well. In the beginner short track, third place going to Jack Peachy, second place Matt Matter, and your winner Jeremy Call. There was also an advanced short track race at Corriganville. Third place picked up by Doug Urbach. Second place Brian Dickey. And Corey Greenberg was your winner on that. And in the junior short track, third place, Veronica Lawton. Second place, Anthony Montano. And your winner, Angelo Lascoda. That was at Corriganville, Corriganville Classic. Fine event, fun event put on by Simi Cycling Center. All right, we've got some more race results coming at you now. And more cyclocross results on October 17th. Race number 2 in the Urban Cyclocross Series took place at a fantastic new venue, Castaic Lake, Central California, in conjunction with the Corba Fat Tire Festival and the juniors, ages 10 through 14. Picking up the win from Bike Palace Back on Track, Duncan Reed. And in the juniors, 15 through 18, rounding out the podium, third place, David Morey. Second place, Greg Celentano. And your winner, riding for Show Air, Cody Phillips. The women's pros, rounding out the podium, third place, Cello Pacific's Annette Padilla. Second place, going to Now MS Society's Julie Guthrie. And your winner, Paula Rogers, out of Valencia, California. Intermediate men's category 3s and 4s. Third place, Now MS's Ben Cornell. Second place, going to AIG's Cycling Club's David Rouse. And your winner from Linked Cycling, Josh Compa. In the Masters, 35 and over. Fourth place, going to Artemio Cornell. Third place, Peter Wiens. Second place, Kevin Hinton. Ready for LA Velocity, and your winner from South Bay Wheelman, Alex Hall. Masters 45 Plus, picking up third place, Bike Palace Back on Track's Brad House. Second place, Show Air's John Furlong. And your winner, Michael Marks. In the Masters 55 Plus, Roger Jorgensen, rounding out the podium in third place, riding for Bike Man. Second place, Bike Palace Back on Track's James Riley, and your winner, George James. The women's threes and fours, picking up fourth place, Barbara Furlong. Third place, Catherine Hinton. Second place, Now MS Society's Julie Guthrie. And your winner from Linked Cycling, Carissa Compa. And finally, in the men's category, fours, beginners. Rounding out the podium in third place, Katsuyuki Furuhata. Second place, going to Lost River Cycling, Zach Crow. And your winner, Greg Wolf. That was the Urban Cyclocross. Complete details on the continuing series at SoCalCyclocross.org.
Hey, Brad, nice to see you.
Hey, Jen.
Wow, this looks like a new little system on the back of your truck. What's up with this rack here?
Yes, it is. That is the Rackster Duopod. Holds two bikes.
That's fantastic. What's so special about this rack that's different from others?
Ah, well, it's nice and low, so you don't have to lift it up real high. You're still using one of those roof racks?
I am, and let me tell you, I get so tired of putting my bikes on top of my car, and I've heard nightmare stories about my friends running into their garage and blowing up their forks and stuff because they forget that their bike's on top of their car.
Yes, that'll never happen with a Rackster rack.
Now, I'm kind of a low-budget bike racer. What's the price range for these things?
Ah, this is the Duopod. It's only $269.99. How about that?
That's good. Now, sometimes I need more than just two bikes. I sometimes travel with some in my car. Do they have something more than just the Duopod?
No problem. The Rackster Thorax holds three bikes. Same concept as the Rackster Duopod, and it's only $449.
Wow, I got to tell you, I really like this. Where can I get one?
Well, you'll also like it because of its lightweight. The rack itself is light because it's got composite materials in the swing arms, and you can get them in Southern California at dealers in Poway, Irvine, Costa Mesa.
Great. I live in Northern California. Is there a complete list of dealers that I can find where the Rackster is?
Yes, there is. You can find more dealers at RacksterRacks.com. That's R-A-X-T-E-R, Racks, R-A-C-K-S.com.
Wow, Brad. Thanks so much. I can't wait to get one. Nice rack.
Thanks, Jen.
Race results for the homegrown cyclocross series. Event number one in the series. Held on October 10th in Fresno, California. Men's Pro, category 1-2-3 is an open. Taking the podium position, third place, right out of Fresno, Vincent Owens. Second place going to John Parson of Bakersfield. And your winner, Jeremiah Root. In the Masters Men's 45, Edward Lund picking up that win for the Category 1-2-3s. Women's Beginners category, Rusty Jenkins. And in the Men's Category 3s and 4s, Masters 45 and over, taking the podium position in third place, Matt Barr. Second place, Rick Ferdinandison. And your winner, Jim Sithian. Junior men, third place, going to Cameron Sassier. Second place, Nick Ferguson. And your winner from Fresno, Central Valley Cycling's Austin Maddox. In the women's category 3s and 4s, rounding out the podium in third place, Misha Scoville, riding for Stevens Bicycle, Stevens Bicycle Racing Team. Stevens Bicycle is one of the hosts. Sponsors of the homegrown cycle cross. Second place on the podium, Stephen Bicycle's Rusty Jenkins, and your winner, Carol Boland. The beginner men's category fours, Travis Griffith rounding out the podium in third place, Jake Lyles in second, and Woody Woods picking up the win. And in the men's beginner intermediate category threes and fours, taking third place from Oakland, Ryan Williams. Second place out of Berkeley, David Green. And your winner, Taz Gaylord. That was the homegrown cyclocross series. Complete results at usacycling.org. Southridge, USA. Downhill race results for the event held October 10th at Southridge in Fontana. Pro men rounding out the podium with a time of 242.69, Tim Mangini. Second place with a time of 241.57, Cody Johnson. And your winner with a time of 236.5, Ian Odom in the pro men's. The pro women's winner with a time of 319.95, Gabriella Williams. Veterans Pro Downhill,
third place going to Quentin Spalding with a time of 240.24. Dan Hoofman taking second with a time of 240.01. And a very close and tight top three here with a time of 239.88. Your winner was Joe Picciottino. Expert men's 18 and under, Jake Payne picking up that win. Expert men's 19 through 26, Kyle Prado was your winner. Expert men's 27 to 34, Stan Guerrero. And the 35 to 42, expert men, Brad Lawrence picking up that win. And in the expert men's 43 to 50, Art Aguilar taking the win there in the downhill. Open women's race, second place Nancy Harris. And your winner was Amandi Olacon. Youngsters in the sport men's 18 and under, Christian Gonzalez taking third, Ryan Hall second, and your winner with a time of 249.96, Jason Schroeder. In the sport men's 27 to 34, Eric Walnuski was your winner. Sportman's 35 to 42, Matt Jory picking up that win. Sport women's 34 and under, Adrienne Hopkins taking the win. Sport women's 35 and over, Tracy Adams was your winner. And in the beginner downhillers, youngsters ages 9 and 10, Shane Murphy taking second, and your winner, Nicholas Nestoroff. Juniors 11 to 12, beginners, Sean Bell was your winner. Jason Clegord taking second. Beginner men's 13 through 15, rounding out the podium, Kyle Kinney in third place, Harrison Miller second, and your winner.
Corba birthday cake.
Corba Fat Tire Festival, 23rd birthday.
All right, race results complete. Let's move into our upcoming events now. Upcoming events coming up on Saturday, October 30th. That's next Saturday. The Black Cat Cross in conjunction with the Urban Cyclocross Race Number 3 held at the San Diego Velodrome. San Diego Cyclocross brought to you by Adams Avenue Bicycles and GS Adams Avenue. Racing starts at 9:30 a.m. You can sign up at sportspaceonline.com. Racing for all categories. And this is a hilarious race with ornamental black cats put out on the barriers. You got to pick up a black cat for extra series points. That's the Black Cat Cross at the San Diego Velodrome, brought to you by Adams Avenue, GS Adams Avenue. Don't want to miss that. And stay for the next day on Halloween, Sunday, October 31st, the San Diego Velodrome hosts its annual swap meet from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. San Diego Velodrome swap meet. Thousands and thousands of vendors and sellers. 9 a.m. for buyers. It's $5 to get in if you're a buyer. And vendors are welcome as well. You can bring your vehicle in if you want to be a vendor. Check out sdveloswap.wordpress.com for details on the San Diego Velodrome swap meet, October 31st. And Homegrown Cyclocross in Fresno continues on October 31st as well. Cyclocross racing right in downtown Fresno. ValleyCX.com for details on the Homegrown Cyclocross. All right. So we got more race sounds and interviews, interviews with sponsors. We've got some Corba Fat Tire Festival sounds and also the entire short track race from Corriganville in Simi Valley. So sit back and enjoy some of the race sounds of bike racing here on Bike Sport Racing, and enjoy.
Corba Fat Tire Festival, 23rd birthday. You're here with the Corba Fat Tire Fest.
So how's it going over here today?
Great.
This is we're the skills area.
The what?
This is the skills area. You're on Bike Sport Radio. We're covering some of the event today on Bike Sport Radio.
Oh, nice.
Is bike that a drop-off there? Radio.
Yeah.
It's all about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes.
At 1 o'clock,
so you actually ride up that thing and then hook the bike off the...
Launch off, and then you got to balance on the beam all the way across.
Woo! Significant. There he goes.
But Julio always nails it.
And he's going over the second barrier that gets narrower and narrower. Oh, it's got a ramp on the end. That one's got a ramp on the end.
Well, it just falls off, but it's only that.
All right. So, yeah, you can find Bike Sport Radio at bikesportradio.us. And he'll be on in a couple of weeks, alternate Mondays.
Oh.
Randall, say hi to Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, hi, Bike Sports Radio. What's going on, man?
Synergy Cycles, one of the sponsors, huh? How's it going?
Not bad, not bad. How's the cyclocross event going? This is awesome.
Excellent, excellent. And they've got cake over here. It's like their 23rd anniversary for Corba as well.
So. Totally.
All right.
Definitely so have a great time.
We're here on Bike Sport Radio, Synergy Cycles. Thanks for the support, guys.
No worries. Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio is here at the FSA booth and supporter. Thanks for supporting us today. I'm with, what's your name?
Ivan Harms.
Ivan, thanks for coming out. Tell us about FSA. What kind of products you got here?
No problem. You know, FSA has a few brands here. We have FSA for road and mountain, and then we have Vision for triathlon and for time trialing. We got the Gravity for free ride and all that fun stuff downhill. And we even have a newer line called Metropolis.
I see, commuting. Metropolis, yeah. These swept-back bars here.
Yep. They actually have a stem with a hidden bolt in the front, with a really tall stack height on spacers. We have a two-speed transmission crankset.
Two-speed?
Yep. It's a planetary gear.
Wow.
I don't have it here in front of me, but it's coming out here soon.
That's okay. We got radio listeners here. They can't see it anyways.
How about that?
So how do we find out more about all your products?
You can go to fullspeedahead.com and check out all the new stems we have. We have incredible products coming down the line. We have a new time trial grupo called Metron. Now, Metron has shifters that look like brakes. They go on the center bar position.
Right, so you don't have to get out of that time trial arrow position.
You don't have to remove
Sweet.
Your hand off the bar to do a little hand mm-hmm. shift. You can keep your hands fully planted in corners, shifting, no
Very
problem.
Good.
Talking front derailleur, rear derailleur, chain, cassette, everything.
Right. And that's all on your site, too, fullspeedahead.com.
It's not on the website yet because it's brand new and redoing the site, but you could just Google, if you'd like, FSA or Vision Metron, and you'll
Vision.
See it with a few of people who are using
Vision. Vision is your time trial line.
Exactly.
Very nice. All right, thanks for supporting the Corba Fat Tire Fest. Thanks a lot.
No problem. Thank you.
Sport Radio is at the Corba Fat Tire Festival, chatting with some of the supporters and movers and shakers. I'm here with Crank Brothers. What's your name?
Jason.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for coming. And tell us a little bit about Crank Brothers. What you got here?
Oh, today we're showing off kind of a new range as we've been increasing the product line. So generally we've been doing the pedals and the wheels.
Right, the pedals and wheels in the past. I see seat posts now.
Exactly. So now we're moving into doing a whole, basically a Crank Brothers half grupo.
Okay.
This allows you to really have that Crank Brothers look for the entire bike. Once you put it all together, it's a real coordinated look. So we've got seat posts, grips, handlebars, seat collars.
Quick release seat collars, yep. Handlebars.
A whole revamped line of pedals.
Nice. Very good.
The line, of course, the wheels that all color match with it.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful looking wheels. Those of you on radio can't see these, but the hubs are, what is this called, this type of hub design? That they've got a flange. Horizontal flange.
Exactly. It's a proprietary design, but it's,
wow.
It's a cool wheel set.
Proprietary design. You got to see these wheels. How do we find out about these wheels, and how can our listeners find out more?
Crankbrothers.com.
Crankbrothers.com. All right. You heard it at the Fat Tire Festival here on Bike Sport Radio. Bike Sport Radio is here also with the SoCal High School Mountain Bike Racing League, right? Is that where we're
yes,
at? And I'm here with Paula. Paula, how's it going today? And tell us about the league.
Oh, it's going great. We're here for the Southern California Interscholastic Cycling League. We have a booth here at the event, and we represent the Heart District mountain bike team out of Santa Clarita. We have 7 high schools here involved in high school racing.
Very good. Very good. And how do people find out more and get involved with the high school leagues in Southern California?
We have a website called SoCalDirt.org you can go to, and you can learn how to start teams, communicate with different coaches. It will tell you about racing, how to sign up. The website is just full of information for new riders.
Wow, very good. I wish they had that when I was in high school. I'd probably still be in high school. Thanks a lot, Paula. Thanks for supporting the race.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Radio's here with the promoter of the Homegrown Cyclocross Series. Gary, how's it going today?
It's going great. We're very excited to be putting the race on, and it's perfect weather.
Oh, it's awesome out here. Yeah, it's actually warm and everything. And is this how many heats you got going on?
We have three people on three categories on the course right now, but there's three individual races,
mm-hmm.
or three overall races, with each have three subcategories.
Looks like we got some really young racers out here, too.
Yeah, we have a free kids race by
cool.
Stevens Bicycles.
Stevens Bicycles, all right.
Any other sponsors you want to mention? Big supporting sponsors out here? Stevens Bicycles.
Stevens Bicycles stepped up to the plate. Last year, this is our third year doing the series. Last year, Cycle Pass donated a cross bike, which we used to do a fundraiser for trail maintenance activities. Mm-hmm. We're a nonprofit organization, Central California Off-Road Cyclists, and we're all about keeping trails open and rideable.
Central California Cycle. Okay, and how do you find out more about this race? How do people out there, our listeners, find out about
you
your
race?
You
can go to valleycx.com, valleycx.com, or Central California Off-Road Cyclists. Our website is ccorc.com.
ccorc.com, very good.
And we're a nonprofit, 401c, and everything we do, all the money, all the proceeds go towards trail advocacy and trail maintenance.
Oh, excellent. A good cause. Definitely a good cause. All right. Keep up the good work, Gary. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, and I look forward to checking your video out.
Go Ben! Go Ben, Big Ben!
Hi, Carol. I'm Brad with Bike Sport Radio. We do an internet radio show, and we do grassroots racing. All about bike racing. So tell us about your race a little bit.
It was really fun.
Warm out here today, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
did you take the lead real early in the race, or not? Or
did yeah, I did. I did. Rusty and I were going back and forth on the first lap, and then I think I was pretty much in the lead after that.
Your bike's so clean. You did race this bike, right?
This bike is...
okay, there's a little dirt on there.
This is the second time I've ridden this bike.
Oh, it's a new bike. Okay.
It was built yesterday, so...
Oh, and you got used to it that fast.
Yeah.
Have you done this series before in the past?
Or? Yeah, I did it last year.
How did you do last year?
I think I took second overall last
year. Series? Well, you're on your way to a win in the series this year. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Any sponsors you want to thank?
Tri-Sport Racing.
Tri-Sport Racing.
Yeah.
How do you find out more about Tri-Sport Racing?
You would talk to
them. They're here as a sponsor today. That's right. Tri-Sport Racing supports the Homegrown Cyclocross Series.
I would also thank Sunnyside Bicycles.
Okay, yes. Sunnyside Bicycles, too.
They're sort of my frame sponsor, so.
Right. Good. Well, good job with the race today.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
Radio's here at the Homegrown Cyclocross Series. Chatting with our announcer, and your name is?
Hey, my name is John Marquez.
Hey, John. How's it going so far? What categories is racing right here?
Great. We have the women's 1, 2, 3, the men's sport class, and the men's master sport class.
Okay. All three. First heat, second heat of the day?
First heat of the day, they start at 10 a.m.
Very good.
They've been going for half an hour.
Very good. How many laps about to go?
They have 2 laps left. They do a total of about 6.
All right. Who's leading in the women?
Carol Boland out of Tri-Sport.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Bike Sport Radio's here at the Homegrown Cyclocross. Thanks. We'll be coming back to you later.
Mark, you can't have it off. You have to pull into the pit. They have to go on that side of the line.
All right. We're here at the Northern Cal Homegrown Cyclocross Series. Right at the start-finish line, there's number 421 going by. Race sounds on Bike Sport Radio. Tri-Sport Racing Team going by, and 5311 Coffee going by there, as well as Action Sports.
Yeah, the riders have 3 laps to go. The finish line's up there by the second tent and the white van. We don't want anyone confused and stopping early.
3 laps to go.
The kids race for kids 10 and under. 10 and under at 12 o'clock high noon. And that's free of charge. You just need, as a parent, you just need to go sign the waiver.
The Homegrown Cyclocross has a free kids race.
That's in the past. Bowers Bicycles, of course, has been generous. Cycle Path. Thank you to all those. And Cycle Path, as you know, donated an entire bike, which we raffled off. We made $1,200, and we're going to use that money towards trail maintenance. And we're going to buy a tracked wheelbarrow to get up there and get to some hard-to-reach areas. All right. There goes Nick, representing Tri-Sport. Been out here to every race. We thank them. We thank all you guys for coming out and racing. first place woman, Carol Boland, coming through. If she comes by, the numbers change. Good job. Two laps to go. Shut down registration.
We're on one lap to go.
10:45 for
Tri-Sport Racing going by there. He's smacking his brake lever trying to straighten it out.
Head on over to registration anyway and pick up a big signature for $5.
He must have kissed the dirt a few
seconds ago. $5. It's our 20th anniversary cork shirt, actually. And we do have some beer glasses available for $5.
So we're into our final lap now. So, do you have the leaders of the other categories?
Who's in the lead right now?
I haven't been. You know,
okay, but the women's leader is still the same.
Carol Boland. Rusty Recognizer.
All right, now one to go, huh?
This is it. This is the finish.
They're finishing now. The leaders, all right. All right, you heard it. The leaders are finishing now. Let's head over to the finish line here.
Okay, everyone, gather around the finish line. We're getting near the finish, the conclusion of today's first race. We're just waiting for the person in the lead to come through. For the women, that looks like it's still Carol, but I'm not positive. I haven't seen anyone come
418 and 430, very close together here.
Final lap. Final lap. Come through, we got the bell lap, guys. Dig down deep, you only have one to go.
You guys are on the lead lap, right here.
You're on the lead lap, guys. You're not getting lap two.
Are they done or not? 418, yeah.
418, just barely out sprints, 430.
2 minutes until registration closes for beginner men and women and juniors. You need to be registered. Remember, don't hand off water bottles. We're going to have some new people out there. Don't hand them off on the wrong side of the course. That will disqualify your rider. You need to go to the pit area and pull them off the course. They can keep moving, but they need to be off the course to hand a bottle. Sprints, so back off, stay behind the white lines. There's going to be a race to the finish.
Terrible.
Last call for C race and
about
juniors
to win the women's. Here she comes, I believe. Yeah.
Looks like David Maddox on her tail. Dig down deep, guys. Matt Frost making a last second pass. Oop, we're going to have to go to the cameras for that. All right, we don't have cameras. We're kidding. Everyone coming across is finished.
Oh, we've got a sprint coming up here.
Push, my brothers, push!
Bell.
There's something about
make that bell ring.
Like I'm going.
Okay, that's good.
This is my daughter. She's
your daughter?
In the kids race.
You're doing the free kids race? What time is that? Is that after your dad races? 12? Very good. Have you done something like this before? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, well, have fun with it. It's
She's
really
a pro.
Fun. Good luck today and have a great time. Videos here with one of Steven's customers. Your name is
Larry Peer.
Larry, and you're a commuter and you're out here on a cross bike. How's it going? You gonna race or did you already race? Or?
Yes, I got bit by the bug and here I am. No, I'm racing next. So
you're racing next.
I'm okay. In the pre-puke phase.
The pre-puke phase. Cool. How long is your commute each day?
About 8.5 miles each way.
Uh-huh. You know, flat, hilly, or
a little bit of both. I have a couple of nice little hills at the end, but mostly flat. urban.
Okay, good, good, good. And thanks to Stevens, we have another converted bicycle racer here on Bike Sport Radio. We've you've gone to the dark side, and you're racing the wackiest, bizarrest, most out-of-your-mind sport, cyclocross.
Yes. In the off-season, my cyclocross bike is my commuter bike. You know, it's a really great, you know, set-up frame for it.
That's right.
I don't have my rack on it right now and all that stuff and my commuter tires.
Right. You just put street tires, take the knobbies off, put street tires on it, and you're good to go.
Perfect tool. Perfect tool.
Well, good luck with your race.
Thank you, sir.
Sport Radio's still here at the Homegrown Cyclocross with one of the sponsors, Stevens Bicycles, and I'm here with, what's your name?
Jerry Fleming.
Jerry Fleming. How you doing today? And what do you guys do out here supporting the race? You're a mechanical? Or?
Well, we've got our tilt-ups. We have water out here for them, as well as we bring tools out. Mm-hmm. The bike stands, in case someone has a flat.
Check and mechanical support and everything.
Right. Right.
All right, and this is a series. You've been here a couple of races already, or you?
Well, this particular race right now is the first one this year, and the first race for 2010. We've been out here before. Me personally, this is the third year. I'm not doing this one. But it's the third year that I'll be doing it. I'm 65. I started them 3 years ago.
Very good.
Doing them. And, we provide support. We also, in between the A race and the C race, then Stephen sponsors a kids race.
All right, free youth race, too. Saw some little ones out here on a little BMX bike.
And we have a pretty good showing for the little ones. And it's free and it's a lot of fun for the kids. And it's a good family atmosphere.
Keeps the building and the interest in the community as a community bike shop. Very good. And how do people find out, and our listeners find out about your shop? Website or anything or phone number?
Right. We StevensBicycle.com.
StevensBicycles.com. StevensBicycles.com. StevensBicycles.com.
Yeah, we have two shops. We are right now the oldest existing bicycle shop in Fresno.
Wow.
We've been here. Stevens Bicycles has been their original location. It's been there since 1955.
Wow.
And they opened the second one in Clovis in 2007.
Very good. All right. Well, thanks for your support at the race, and we'll be coming back at you later on Bike Sport Radio. Thanks. Bike Sport Radio is here at the Corganville Classic with Greg. You with CME Cycling?
Correct. CME Cycling Center.
This is a cool event. We're going to do the advanced group later, but the beginners just started, and how long do they go?
60 minutes.
60 minutes? Okay. All right. And how long have you been doing this event?
This would be our third race we've hosted. It's over
third
the last
race?
Year and a half.
Always at Corganville, huh?
Huh? Always here, yeah.
Okay.
It's tough to get the city to give us permits anywhere else.
Yeah. Well, it looks like a great course, and it's a great day, too. The sun came out and everything from the rain. It's all nice and hard-packed and everything, and sponsors and stuff. Your CME Cycling Center sponsors it?
Yeah, we host it, and then a lot of times we can get the Giant and Specialized demo trucks out. Unfortunately, they had other obligations today.
Oh, okay. So. Very good. Very good. And how do you find out more? People are listening online. How do you find out more about this race?
CME Cycling Center.
CMECyclingCenter.com. Okay, cool.
We post on our Facebook too, so it's Facebook.com/CMECyclingCenter.
Okay, very good.
Put out announcements, join the mailing list, friend us up.
Very good. All right, Corganville Classic. Looking forward to it. All right, thanks, Greg.
Thanks.
All right, we're here at the start of the beginner's relay.
You came here, finish straight away here, and you're going to finish on this side of the tape. As soon as you ride past this side of the tape, your partner can go. So, we're not going to be sticklers. You know, you see what
getting their final instructions at the Corganville Classic Relay.
Yeah, I'm going to be mad. That's cheating. So, any other questions?
Evan.
CME Cycling Center presenting this.
All right, so your first rider should be on that side of the tape, getting ready to go. As soon as my scores are ready, we'll keep this thing on.
All right, timers are getting ready to start the beginner's relay here at Corganville.
Kick him out, Todd.
All right. So as soon as you hear Jay count it down, on go, go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Woo!
Go!
Come on,
Ricky!
All right, they are off. Export Radio's here with the first category, the beginner's category relay race, and I'm with Evan, your name?
Yeah, Evan, yep.
Evan, you're on a team, and who's your teammate?
My teammate is Rob Stott. He's the owner of H&S Bicycles in Burbank.
Oh, very good. You just finished up your lap. How did it go? It's fast, huh?
Really good, yeah. It's getting a little slower, getting a little tired. Legs are getting a little bit heavy, but
60 minutes?
Yeah, 60-minute relay, yeah, and about 7 minutes per lap. Six, seven minutes per lap.
Do you know how you're doing, how you guys are placed right now?
We're in first place.
Woo! All right. There's your leader in the beginner's category on Bikesport Radio. All right. So how many more minutes we got here now?
My last lap, we were 30 minutes in, so by the next time you come around, about 45.
Wow.
45 minutes in, yeah. So I'll get one more lap, hopefully.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to chatting with you on the podium when the race finishes. Good luck, Evan.
All right. Thank you.
We're here at the awards.
Second place, beginner co-ed, 51 minutes, 20 seconds. They did 5 laps.
Co-ed beginners.
And first place in beginner co-ed, Paul and Butano. They did 6 laps in 59.51.
Paul and Butano.
Where's number 51, beginner co-ed?
There they are.
Oh, sorry, it's Brianna.
Thank you.
We ride bikes for night. We don't have penmanship. Yeah. All right, give it up for our beginner co-eds, everybody. Woo! Our Anonymous Junior Racers, number 66, yellow. 4 laps in 52 minutes, 17 seconds. Nathan and Dominic from Montrose Bike Shop. Yeah. Nice job, guys.
The dog category here at Bikesport Radio.
The next category is the beginner men category.
What's going
on? In third place with 6 laps for a time of 52.04. Number 44, Todd and Kyle.
We're Todd and Kyle.
Todd and Kyle, third place.
What's our team?
Bob.
Dynamic duo.
Why would you have them
on your side? All right, second place for beginner men. With 7 laps for a time of 59.16, it's Nick and Dennis, number 52. Nick and Dennis, 52. Let's hear it for second place. Now, first place in the beginner men with a time of 54.04 with 7 laps, number 42, Evan Kay and Scott. Evan and Scott, come on down. All right, let's hear for our number one winners, men's beginner. If you podiumed in this class, when we do the next race, I want to see you guys race in advance. Evan, that means you.
Evan, that's you.
Greg, that means you guys too. 10 laps, 1 hour, 29 minutes, 8 seconds. Number 69, Tom and Karen.
This is the co-ed.
Woohoo! Tom and Karen, where are you?
Co-ed. Yeah. Advanced relay co-ed results coming at you now on Bike Sport Radio.
And in first place, with 11 laps,
John and Shannon, 1 hour, 26 minutes, 36 seconds, number 67. Good job, guys.
Which couple are you?
John and Shannon.
All right, first place.
Thanks a lot.
Cool. What color are you guys on?
White. I have more glasses. Thank you.
All right,
in third place, with 12 laps at a time of 1 hour, 26 minutes, 14 seconds, John Miller and Tim Spark. Nice job, guys. In second place, with 12 laps at a time of 1 hour, 25 minutes, 26 seconds, number 55, Phil Kelly and Corey Spots. Phil, way to fight the hangover, buddy. And in first place, with 12 laps at a time of 1 hour, 24 minutes, 15 seconds, Demet and Marco, team number 98.
Demet! Yes, Demet! Demet! I changed my name!
Nice job, guys.
All right, there's your winners. Corriganville Classic, advanced two-man relay.
Good job, Phil. I didn't do it all over, I heard.
We're here with one of our youngster riders in the team relay. Who's your teammate, and what's your name?
Rontha Lawton.
Rontha. What's your teammate's name?
Angelo.
And he's out there now, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. How are you guys doing? Do you know? You're doing pretty well?
Yeah.
You're about halfway through the race. How old are you?
12.
And how old is he?
10.
10? Neato. Have you done this before?
No.
No? It's your first time?
Yeah.
What brought you out here?
I want to do mountain biking, and then Andrew asked if we
could. All right, racers, we've got 15 minutes left in this race. Start playing on those last lap strategies. 15 minutes to go.
They're on the new high school team.
Oh, high school mountain bike leagues?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. All right. And you're his dad, his coach? Or his coach?
I'm Angelo's dad.
Oh, okay. So you're coaching and helping out here. Very good. All right. Well, nice talking to you. Good luck to the race, and hope you do well.
Thank you.
Bike Sport Radio's here at the Corriganville Classic. Now we're getting ready for the short track, and we're going to record parts of this race. There's going to be body parts flying, elbows banging, heads smashing, and it's going to be utter chaos. They're running the beginners and the advanced together on a 15-minute and short track racing. It's going to be gnarly. Stand by here on Bike Sport Radio.
Behind there.
Okay, lining up the short track racers. On Bike Sport Radio, getting ready for the short track now. Advanced riders to the front. There they are, lining up the number 30s.
So lap one.
Here we go.
You're going to start off here, go out. You guys all roll the parade lap, hang the left, come up, go through the chicane, everything up. Every other lap, you're going to round that corner, just go straight through and go back out on the course.
Yeah, every lap, right?
Now. Every lap after this one.
Every other one. Yeah, what about the other one? Oh, hey, if you do a beer race, I will win.
All right, so the way it works, advanced guys, you're riding for 20 minutes plus 3 laps. Yeah, we'll start calling out when there's 5 minutes to go, etc. Beginners, you're going 15 minutes plus 3 laps. And you are doing the same with juniors, 15 minutes plus 3 laps. Any questions? As many as you can do in 20 minutes plus 3. 20 minutes plus 3 laps. We got everybody on the course already? You guys ready with the timers? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go!
Woo!
Go!
Here we go. Okay, looks like Dos Equis. Dos Equis rider in the front. Coming into the first lap. Here we are. Number 99, all pro team in the lead.
9:38. Very easy, boy.
Beginner's coming by now. Monster Energy Drink cruising by there. And our junior race, what do you say? 10 years old. All right, coming up on lap number 3 on Bike Sport Radio, short track at the Corriganville Classic, number 99. There he is. Woo! Riding solo away from the rest of the group, almost. 39 is right on his wheel up.
Go, Junior Red!
That's it, guys, keep it up.
Encountering some traffic there. Oh, as he threads his way through. Looking for second place riders. There he is, second, third right there. 41 and 39. All right, there's our leader.
Three laps to go.
Juniors and beginners. And there's our leader in the dance. Second place. Platinum Plus performance. Doug, second place. And here's third and fourth. Wheel to wheel. Whoa! Overlapping wheels. Little knobby touch action there. This is a contact sport. Bike racing on short track. The Corriganville Classic. Your rider coming through. Go! Inner racers are now on one lap to go. One to go for the beginners group.
Three laps for our advanced guys. Juniors and beginners, you should be on your second or third lap. Three to go, advanced riders. Beginners and juniors, if you're finishing up, watch out for traffic. You got advanced riders still coming up behind you.
Three to go.
Second place, Platinum Plus, going by with three laps to go. Second place.
Three laps to go. Make your move.
Three to go. And some beginners spreading it out now. Go, go! Woohoo! Go!
Oh. Get up!
Down he went.
Get up!
Run!
That's the finish line. Go. You've got three laps to go, 39.
All right, a little couple of riders tangling up there in the short track. Woo! Good job.
Beginners are done. You're done, number 10. Two laps.
With your leader. Two to go now. Two to go.
Two to go.
Here we go. One to go.
Leader on the course. Huge gap on the short track in the advanced riders.
How many laps does he have? Two?
Second place on the course.
Two.
Oh, you're getting close, Joe.
Third place. Closing in.
Step on it. He just followed that guy.
There's our leader. One lap to go. One to go. One lap to go. Bike Pure. Bloodied elbow. There he is.
One to go. You got one more, they say. One more.
Come on.
Come on. Hurry up, bro. Catch him. Catch him.
Again.
Woo! There's our winner, Corey.
Rangers County Bomb. The winner right there.
Last two guys. I want to see if this guy makes his move.
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org, or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
Hey, well, thanks for listening, everybody. That brings to close another Bike Sport Radio show. If you'd like to be a guest, contact us at marketing@backontrackproductions.com. Visit our website at bikesportradio.us. Drive your bike carefully out there. We'll see you next time on Bike Sport Radio.